I'm Jamie Dunn, and this is Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For this week's Past Due, I talked with the IGPA's Richard Dye about the report. As we know, there still isn't a budget in place for the current fiscal year. Even so, many areas of state government are still being funded. We've covered this on Past Due before, but can you break down for us how these areas of government are being funded?
Some types of spending were appropriated, public education and lottery winners and a bunch of smaller things. The three C's, continuing resolutions, don't require an annual appropriation because a bill passed in some earlier year sets the rules for paying things like pensions. And then there's consent decrees and court orders, either to avoid a lawsuit. They went to court and agreed to a certain type of spending, usually for a social program, or they went to court without agreement and it was imposed. The result is the same.
Your report looks at what has been spent at the midway point of the current fiscal year when compared to what was spent on each department last fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
What was the takeaway when you lined all the numbers up?
The real takeaway is the unevenness of distribution. There are a number of categories, public education, not surprisingly, and others, the ones with continuing appropriations, that are funded at a good percentage. But the real story is the categories that are quite small in what they're getting.
Your report says that agencies with the lowest percentage already being paid right now are going to be the most vulnerable potentially when cuts come down. Can you explain a little bit as to why?
It's going to be really tough and take some politically and economically tough decisions to get through this year. You know, first in line are those who have already been paid. Second in line are those who have some court order or continuing resolution. And if we don't get up to full benchmark fiscal 15 levels, last in line are the groups having very low amounts paid currently. Without a big political knockdown fight about, okay, we don't have the resources, who do we fund and who do we not? We have made this distribution of who gets the status quo and who gets cut in a haphazard way. Well, there's no budget. Let's pay those who the law says we have to pay and worry about it later. We're now 5 months to go in later. And if I were the president of some regional university, I wouldn't be looking to borrow, thinking that the ship is going to come in sometime before the end of the fiscal year. I would be looking to cut, feeling that I can't depend on the state to restore funding to fiscal 15 levels.
As we're looking to these areas that it seems like may struggle to get funding, what will you be watching for from the governor? Do you expect that he may propose either cuts for them or maybe not even fund them? Or what do you think could happen?
Well, I'll be watching to see whether this budget speech is about two fiscal years or one. It isn't just getting a budget for 17. It's a, how do we get through 16? It may be necessary, whether the governor talks about a two-year time frame or a one-budget year time frame, to talk about serious cuts. I'm kind of going in as a skeptic that the magnitude of the problem has not yet been acknowledged, and seeing what I can learn, what signals are sent by the governor.
That was Richard Dye with the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. This has been Past Due. I'm Jamie Dunn.